Be welcome from all peoples, tongues and nations. And as it was said already, we are greeting also all those who are joining us online right now to celebrate this day and this weekend with thankfulness, in remembrance to that what the Lord promised, what He has done, what He has done in us and for us, and we may say He has done great things in us. And for many thousands on the earth, He has done great things. The word of the hour is reaching the ends of the earth. In particular, we are welcoming all those who are ministering with the word from all countries. Would you please stand up, all ministering brethren? Please stand up so that we can welcome you in a very special way. All brothers who are ministering with the word, most surely there are some too humble to stand up. In any case, we wish you with all our hearts God's blessing. I was thinking that all would stand up from all peoples and tongues. The Lord bless you in a very special way. May He bless all ministering brethren all over the earth. You can be seated. Here is a question: whether the five ministries of Ephesians 4, whether they belong to the priestly, to the priesthood of which Peter has spoken. We are kings and priests. The five ministries God has put and set into the church. And for this we are grateful. Then I would like all those who are here today for the first time, I would like to welcome them in a very special way. Please stand up. Whoever is here today for the first time, do we have some? Be welcome. Be welcome. Be welcome. We have visit from the far north, from Finland, even up to down to southeast, to Italy, from England up to Romania, from the Atlantic Ocean up to the Dead Sea or Red Sea. Just wonderful that God is leading it in such a way that we can come together. Then we have visit from various African countries, from South Africa, the couple Dr. Bope are present, and many others are here, from Atlanta, USA, from Canada, from all over. Brothers have come, sisters have come to at this weekend to really thank God in a special way for that, what He has done. Then we have greetings from Brother Dr. Mbie, greetings from the family Kalala. Then we have greetings from Brother Motika, from Brother Cecil, from Brother Jill Song, from Brother Lotika, from Brother Wallström, from Brother Graf. Greetings from the Ukraine, greetings from Russia, greetings from Kazakhstan, greetings from the Ural, greetings from Moscow. Then once again, greetings from Brother Ngonga. Then greetings from Brother Idoni, who is right now in China. He just phoned me. He and the brethren, they are sending greetings. Then greetings from Brother Paul from Nairobi, from Brother Jürgen from Chile. Then once again, greetings from Brother Michel, whoever this might be. Then from Burundi, greetings from Rwanda, greetings from Ashdod, greetings from Brother Paolo is greeting us. Greetings from Budapest. Greetings from Ottawa, Canada. Greetings from Denver, Colorado. Greetings once again from Brother Joseph from Atlanta. Greetings from Abidjan. Greetings from Kinshasa. And then greetings from Angola, greetings from Brother Etienne Genton, from with the word what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, this God prepared for them who love him. Greetings from Brother Bruce from the university in Cape Town. And then our beloved brother Baumgartner is writing, time and again we were fed with new spiritual food. Very soon it will be revealed to us that it will have been worth it, that you, according to your commission, has done that for what the Lord has commanded you. Then we have greetings from Pretoria. Yes, I just hope that I didn't overhear or oversaw anyone. We are really joined with all brothers and with all sisters, joined in the Lord, in all peoples, tongues, and nations. At this weekend, all are free to sing a song in a language, and we are thanking all our brothers and sisters who cannot speak German for their patience, which they always have. Our services, they have to be held in the German language. Just as Jan Hus preached in Czech, and Wycliffe in English, and Luther in German, and all of them, and Paul in his Hebrew tongue, so also we have a language, and we are grateful to God. Please forgive me this remark, that our language, also concerning the Bible translation, is really the most precise which we have. Just one example. We will just go briefly into it. There, where it is about the direct return of our Lord, there where it's written that he will return, there in our language, the word return was translated. In all the other languages, either coming, in any case, the word return is missing, and there are various comings, But there is only one return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we are just very grateful to God for the revelation of His Word. And we are grateful for all the translators to whom it is free. They are free to use the right word in their language, to give the right understanding, to give it even better into our hearts. But as we all know, the most important thing is the leading and revelation of the Holy Spirit. The best and most clear language will suffice no one except God reveals it. And so we are very grateful that we are under the direct anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now, before we go deeper into the Word, just the remark here that we would like to pray very seriously for Israel, that the Lord may give grace to His people, that He helps them. Because as it is written, whoever blesses Israel, he is blessed by God. All of you, you can read it up here, where my finger is right now. There is the tiny little Israel. And all of the Arabic world is more than 900 times larger than Israel. More than 900 times larger than Israel. And they couldn't place this little refugees. And we took millions of them after World War II. And even now, many refugees are coming to our country, whether they fled from the Iraq or whether they came from other countries. We are receiving them. Let us really pray for Israel with all our hearts, so that God gives grace and so that everything happens and runs after the will of God. Now, on the 11th of June, there should be a partly treaty signed, as the Vatican wants to have it now. All the preparations are being met, and we just have to say, time and again, we have to say it, the Scripture is being fulfilled before our very eyes. Today, I'm looking back to the 50 years, as I have written it in the circular letter. In the Kingdom of God, I'm since 1948, when the first tent mission took place in the little town Celle, in the northern part of Germany. There I drove with a train to hear the word of God. And when the evangelist Hockemar was giving the altar call, who of you wants to consecrate his life to the Lord? There, not only my hand went up, he called even to the front, and I dedicated my life to the Lord. The same I want to wish now to all the young people here, especially all those who have not yet experienced a conversion, who are not yet have experienced a experience of salvation, that this might be your day, which the Lord has made for you. The day of salvation, the day of grace, the day of reconciliation, because God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. Yesterday, we had an experience with four brothers in the city of Erfurt, in the eastern part of Germany. And for the first time, I became aware what God has really given us. If one is at a conference, there were Catholics, there were Jehovah's Witnesses, there were Baptists, Methodists, Pentecostals, bishops. All of them took part in this conference. And even the mixing with politics was there. And then even the emphasis, we are representing the Christianity. There was a religion lesson and so forth. Brothers and sisters, God, of course, didn't give us Christianity as a religion. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. And our three brothers who went with me, we were just given a little time. I couldn't say much, but in the little break, I went then to the representative who was organizing everything, and I was asking him that I would be allowed to pray the closing prayer. And he said, of course, you can do it. And what I don't like with others, this I did then in my prayer. Namely, I prayed in my prayer. I preached in my prayer. Not so, brother. I preached in my prayer. And then I really said it very loud that all of us, we have to return to the preaching as they preached at the beginning. And then I recited Acts 2 from verse 38. Very loud, I said it in my prayer. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For unto you is the promise, and to your children. And when I was finished, yes, then there was finished. But I just said it. It was put into my heart. And we also took the blue book with us. And a large number took this book with them. But what I really tried to say is that all of Christianity was of course born into a deception. All, without exception. All of them, they were born into a Christendom, which was invented, not in that what apostles and prophets have preached and taught and practiced, but what Athanasius, what a Hieronymus, what are they to me? But all of Christianity goes back to these people, not back to Paul, not back to Peter, not back to the apostles, but they go back to that what was formed and decided in councils. And all of them have the Nicene Creed. And they have even the Creed of Chalcedon, which is a little bit more. What do I want to do with it? I say it once again. I became so aware of it that all of human mankind, they were misled. They are misled with God, without God, with Bible, without Bible. They are misled. And it seems like everything is Christian, like everything is good. No! Only what goes back to Jesus Christ, only what goes back to the apostles and prophets, only what goes back to God, what is of divine origin, and what is testified of in the Holy Scripture, this we believe and this we are teaching. Now, to this weekend, to the purpose of this weekend, I really look back to these many, many years. And if I think about it, right after my conversion, we had a song which was time and again sung. Must I go with empty hands? Must I stand before Jesus like this? Can I not bring one soul to him? Can I not see one sheaf? How often did I hear this song? And I have sung it with tears. Must I appear before Jesus like this? And if I now look back to all these years, how many souls the Lord has saved, how many people he has pardoned, and how many he has called to himself, how many he revealed himself, and the divine message, as we all know, and as we all believe it, should of course forerun the second coming of the Lord. And this happened by his grace. We didn't add anything to the word of God. And I just want to emphasize it here, that at this place, not a single discussion is made. And also I will not have any private conversations. Wherever there are discussions, there is no revelation yet. Where revelation is, there are no more discussions. So, about no subject, whether it's the Godhead or baptism, whether it's that what Brother Branham said, here no discussions are going on. Here it is being believed what the Lord has said in his word by his grace. And this we are passing on. Now, just one more thought of my last missionary trip, especially through Burma, and then via Bangkok, and then to Malaysia. It was one of the most difficult ones. It was very tiring. And for the first time, with so much pain, a brother who believes the message, and he was just quoting Brother Branham, quoting and preaching and passing on quotes. I spoke with him 1 hour. I gave him 1 hour. He told me and Brother Lukram of what he believes. And brothers and sisters, when he was finished, I just asked him one question. Do you really believe that Revelation 10 is already fulfilled? He said, yes, this I believe. Second question, do you believe that 1 Thessalonians 4 is already fulfilled? Yes, this I believe. You can imagine what went on in me. For every promise which God has given will be fulfilled just as it is written in this book. We don't need any misunderstandings nor interpretations. For instance, I brought with me here the sermon of Brother Branham, I don't go into detail here. Just to tell you, even a sermon must be read to the end. It doesn't make sense to stop at any kind of passage, paragraph, and then to claim that the cry is the message, the shout is the message, and the message is the bread of life which is given to the bride. And then the brothers are joining and connecting quotes of Brother Branham, really, as written here, they connect it with the shout as the message, and that the Lord is already descending. Our Lord is even today in heaven, in glory. It's still a time of grace. We can still come to the Lord. I don't go into detail here. At the end, I said to this brother, should there be a university of William Branham established in the USA, then I suggest you as the professor there. Yes, there are really moments where shaking one's head is not enough, but where one really has to become loud and clear to give glory to the Lord. And the nice thing is that we don't have to be afraid of people. The reverence, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And so we can carry the word of the Lord. We can believe it, we can preach it, and we can know the Lord is watching over his word. And at this weekend, we will deal mainly with two words. It means actually one word. One word today. But this one word today is written in two connections. The one is today. This scripture is being fulfilled before your eyes. And the second one is today, if you hear his voice. Only he who hears his voice will see the fulfillment of the word by his grace. And he can say, today this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. Now, two words I would like to read. There are so many subjects which were brought to me. But let us first read from the book of Acts. Acts, chapter 20. Acts 20. And here, verse 24. Acts 20, verse 24. And then verse 27. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. The emphasis to finish my ministry, to finish it, which the Lord commanded me. Before my open Bible and before all the world, I can emphasize once again that on that 2nd of April 1962, I heard the voice of the Lord for the first time. I was taken out of the body. I stood there, here. I was there outside of the body. I looked to the window, and the voice of the Lord came from the right. I don't want to go here into details. I just want to say here that by the power of this divine commission, I could bear everything, whatever is coming, whatever came along my way, all kind of slanders. I cannot say it, of what kind of things were said about me, what kind of slander. Worldwide, it was spread. This I leave up to the Lord God. I thank you that you were not moved by this, but you received the word of the Lord with thankfulness. Now, verse 27 in Acts 20, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. It's just like that, that God is leading it so that all his counsel is being preached and proclaimed. That every subject was really revealed and preached. The next thought is in the singular, mystery, and in the plural, mysteries. I noted it down here. When Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, here he speaks, let us read it, then we know it precisely. 1 Corinthians chapter 4,
dafür halte uns jedermann, nämlich
let a man so consider of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Plural. Mysteries of God. Verse 2, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Mysteries. In Matthew 13, our Lord speaks of the mysteries and compares these mysteries with the kingdom of God. And then he says, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. To the others, he spoke only in parables. Then he writes in 1 Corinthians, chapter
13,
to show us the humble position before Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 from verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And then comes the lining out of the effect of the divine love in a believer. We are just so grateful that despite of the revelation of all the mysteries, that God has kept us humble and kept us thankful, and that in us the love toward God, toward His Word, the love toward one another, that it was manifested, that not only doctrinally we have returned to the Word of the first hour, but that we really returned to the first love which was poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, let us say it honestly. One doesn't need to speak about the nine spiritual gifts without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. First, the baptism of the Holy Spirit must come so that the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit can be manifested. And therefore, we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just as the church received it at the beginning, and so that the ministry could be carried out. Let us say it even more clear. It's not enough that we are preaching and believing that the church must return to the beginning, except we are emphasizing that the church at the beginning was endued with a power from on high. Wait in Jerusalem, because that's how our Lord said it. John baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The Lord God, may He give us such a desire that it's so serious like death and life, and so that we could cry out, Lord, I don't let you go, except you are blessing me. I don't let you go, except you are baptizing with the Holy Ghost and with fire, and are confirming your word in me and with me and through me. I don't go into detail here, but we believe that the Lord will come to His right among His people by His grace. Now, just briefly, of the singular mystery, 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Here it says in verse 51. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. A mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, it was revealed to him. It was a mystery, but it was revealed to him. And he told it to the church. Here it's not about many mysteries. Here it's about the one mystery that at the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord, it will become a reality. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all fall asleep, but we shall all be changed. Now, one question addressed to us worldwide. Could this be said in the past? We shall not all fall asleep, but we shall all be changed. Could it be said? Do we recognize that the Holy Scripture was written in such a way that we can read it today and we can feel this word is directly addressed to us and written for us? Behold, I show you a mystery. To us, this mystery was revealed. In Ephesians, excuse me, Ephesians chapter 1, we read of the one mystery. Ephesians, here we read from verse 7, Ephesians 1, verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Then verse 9, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Again, a mystery. Not many referred to the will of God. He has made known unto us the mystery of his will. Then we read in Ephesians chapter 3, from verse 3, Ephesians 3, from verse 3, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, the mystery revealed to me, as I wrote afore in few words. Verse 4, whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. It's of course not things which we are imagining, but we have a direct part in it. What was revealed to Paul was of course revealed to Brother Branham. It was revealed to you and to me by his grace. We have been acquainted with this mystery of Christ. We have been included into this great mystery of Christ and the church. Verse 5, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Let us emphasize it once again. That what was revealed to Paul at the beginning was of course lost in the course of time. And in the course of church history, it was not yet preached. And now, at the end of the time of grace, God, by his grace, he has given the same revelation about the same subjects, so that we can have part in that what God is doing right now. Paul says it very clearly, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. May I, after 50 years, may I ask you today, do you recognize when circular letters are written, when brochures are written, do you recognize the acquaintance which God has given us, which God had given us by his grace? Here it's not about theory, Here it's about revelation which God had given us by His grace in this time. As written, verse 5, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Are the mysteries which God revealed to us, whether already at the time of Luther, Wycliffe, and was this revealed before? Or did God reveal it at the time, at the end of the time of grace, to bring us back to the beginning? And then I'm really happy. I'm really rejoicing that I can show you again my acquaintance with the Elijah promise. Both is written, whether in Matthew 17, whether in Mark 9. The Lord said both things in the future tense. Elijah will come first, shall come first, and restore all things. In the same way, He has said, in reference to the ministry of John the Baptist, He said, Elijah had already come, and they have done with him what they liked. Go today, go to all the charismatic person, go to all Pentecostal preacher, go to through every country of the earth and ask, listen, what do you say about Matthew 17? Oh, this is all past a long time ago. This is all behind us. And we, by His grace, we can read slowly. And the future tense, we can see it. Elijah comes first and restores all things. And to the Jews, the Lord said very clearly, Elijah had already come, and you have done, and you didn't recognize him. And why do I say this with such a great pain in my heart? When in the year 632, Mohammed made his crusade, he was speaking with Christians and Jews. He could neither write nor read, but he spoke with Jews, and the Jews, they told him, we are waiting for the prophet Elijah. This was the statement of the Jews towards Mohammed. And then came the day where he said, listen, I am that prophet, receive me. I am the prophet whom you are waiting for. And whoever was in Israel, he knows that at every Pesach, they have a cup on the table for Elijah, and they are waiting that Elijah should come to them. I just say this with pain, and I say it because, as I said before, there are two references to the word today. Today, this scripture is being fulfilled before your eyes. At that time, they should. The Jews, the people of Israel, should recognize, here the Holy Scripture is being fulfilled. Behold, I send my messenger before my face, who shall prepare my way before me. They should have known what the angel Gabriel has said in reference to John the Baptist. He shall come in the spirit and power of Elijah. He will forerun the Lord. Why do I mention this? It's so tragic to miss the visitation of God's visitation and not to recognize what God is doing. It can never be made good. It couldn't be made good throughout the 2,000 years because they missed the day of God's gracious visitation then. And if they would read the word precisely, then to them comes Moses and Elijah, as already announced in Zechariah 4, the two prophets who are standing, who are shown before the besides the lampstand, the two prophets, as they are described in Revelation chapter 11. Why do I say this? I say this for our sakes. I say this for God's people's sakes. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. That we can really say, today this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. That we can say, today the promise from the prophet Malachi has become true. Before our days it's fulfilled. And what our Lord said in Matthew 17, verse 11, and Mark 9, 12, Elijah shall first come to restore all things. I don't know, brothers and sisters, whether we are all receive and whether we got it revealed so properly, whether it was really given to us by God, so that we are not just repeating what was said, but that we are really convinced ourselves. These are promises which God had given in his word, and this we believe with all our hearts. If we would now look up Matthew 24, brothers and sisters, then we time and again could cry out, today, this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes, time and again. And in Matthew 24, we have the main question which was asked. In Matthew 24, in verse 3, and then comes all the other things. Matthew 24, verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming? The sign of thy coming. And of the end of the age, the sign of thy coming. And then you can read it, verse by verse, it is being said, what at that time would, what would take place at that time, before the Lord would return. Verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Never the right was so close to the wrong as in our time. Take heed that no man deceive you. And then it's reported of the false Christs, false prophets. But then, in verse 14, it says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Can we not cry out, today this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes? The gospel of the kingdom of God, with all what belongs to the kingdom of God, is being preached for a witness in all the world. We are very grateful to God. You all can read on verse 24, a scripture which Brother Branham time and again emphasized. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. What's all about? Not about signs and wonders, but it's about the word of God, because heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word remains forever. Many who trust in signs and wonders, they will wander and they will feel forsaken and lost when they will come to the Lord and say to him, Lord, have we not in thy name prophesied? Have we not done great things and so forth? And the Lord will have to tell them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Why not? Because these people have bypassed the promise of God that he would send a prophet at the end of the time of grace. They didn't receive it. They didn't believe it. And it was not revealed to them. And therefore, they didn't have part in that what God is doing right now. Let us say it once again. The people of Israel, at that time, they missed the day of God's visitation as a whole. The elect part recognized it and experienced it. That's how Paul writes it in Romans chapter 11. So, not all of the people, but the elect, they believed, they experienced, they had part in that what happened at that time. The same it is today. Not all the general, but the election believes it. They get it revealed and they may experience it. We are not living of that what others experienced with God. We need our personal experiences with the Lord, whether it's conversion, whether it's the new birth, whether it's the baptism in the Spirit, all the experiences we may expect from the Lord, and we may also experience personally by his grace. Now, one more thought. God willing, we will line it out tomorrow also. How important it is what our Lord said in Luke chapter 4 when he was reading Isaiah chapter 61, and he could say, today this scripture is being fulfilled before your eyes. And also the three scriptures in Hebrews, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Only he who doesn't harden his heart, but who believes the divine message, he gets it also revealed. Because that's how it is written in Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed our report, and to whom was the arm of the Lord revealed? I was asked to just briefly speak about the completion of the church. In English, it's the word adoption. the receiving as sons and daughters of God. The doctrine goes through all the countries that the Lord has come down already as a kinsman redeemer, and then he has claimed the redeemed. No! True is that our Lord, 2,000 years ago, he came to us. He has given us redemption by his grace. And according to Galatians 4, from verse 4 to 7, by the Son of God, we have received the adoption as sons. This happened with all the believers throughout the 2,000 years already. But let me just read these scriptures to you. I want to serve all the people. It really says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, but when the fullness of the time was come, past tense, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, subject under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. In 3-4 verses, everything was said. The fulfillment of time has come. When the time was fulfilled. And in Jesus Christ, our Lord, we know that God became man, that our Lord was Emmanuel, according to the body, a man, according to the Spirit, God manifested in the flesh. And in his manifestation of the Father in the Son, we have received the adoption of sons, and we can cry out, Abba, Father. The second point is the following, namely, when this revelation will come, let me read Romans 8, to show us the consummation of the Church of the Living God. Romans chapter 8, from verse 19. Romans 8:19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Please, read. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, namely the redemption of our body. Amen. The soul is redeemed. We are redeemed, yes. But we are waiting for the changing of our bodies. And to this belongs just 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. I just hope that we have answered this question to these brothers. 1 John chapter 3. Let us read also from chapter 2, verse 28. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his return. So, here we have the connection to the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Not to any doctrine which is going on in a country somewhere, but in connection with the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord, also we will be taken up into the new body. Let us also read 1 John chapter 3, the first three verses. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. The Lord doesn't recognize us. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. This our Lord said. Now, verse 2, beloved, now are we the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. When he shall appear, not when it's spoken about, when he shall appear, then the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we shall be changed, and then we shall be taken up into glory. We are already now the children of God. At the return of the Lord, it will happen. Let us read it once again. But we know. Do you know it? But we know it. But we know. Verse 2, second part. We know that when this revelation, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to our God. And so that all brothers know that those who are preaching that the Lord in the Spirit and in the Word has come already and so forth, let us read to them the divine judgment, the divine verdict. 2 John verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ comes in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. All who confess that Jesus Christ has come already as the revelation and so forth, as the word has come, all of them are antichrists. All of them are deceivers. At the return of the Lord, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who we are alive and remain, we shall be changed. And now you notice why all these people are against us. Why? Why? Because we have taken our stand by His grace in the Word and on the Word. And please, take this word seriously. I read one verse more. But listen, listen, and may the whole world hear it. Whoever claims that in this way or that way he has come already, and by this he claims that he will not return bodily, just as he went up into heaven, just as he rose. Although it's written in the book of Acts, chapter 1, from verse 9 to 11, it says, the same Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven shall come in like manner as you have seen him go up into heaven. Thanks be to God, who has given us the respect before every word by His grace. He has given it into our hearts. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ comes in the flesh. And this really hurts. Not me, but those to whom it applies. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. This is a verdict which the Lord wrote down before. He is not waiting for the last judgment. Already here, He has given the verdict about all who don't believe that the same Lord and Savior, just as He went up into heaven bodily. Let me read this verse from Luke 24, so that all know that it's about the body of Jesus Christ. Luke 24, verse 39. Luke 24, verse 39. Behold my hands and my feet, that it is myself bodily, that it is myself bodily. Handle me and see me, for a spirit has not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. This is the testimony after the resurrection. And brothers and sisters, let us thank the Lord God today that He has opened unto us the understanding for every scripture. And I say this with a grateful heart. I don't find any quote of Brother Branham over which I would stand. I don't find any scripture which I have trouble. The Word of God is really by revelation. It was given to us in such a way that we can just give it out. And all who believe it, we wish them God's blessing, and it will be revealed to them. Let us summarize of what we tried to say today. The Lord announced it, of course. And that's how we heard it from the mouth of Brother Branham, that the message, the full word, the full gospel, everything what belongs to the kingdom of God, with all the mysteries, we preached. And therefore, Brother Branham, time and again, he spoke of mysteries, also in reference to Revelation 10. I have it here in my of 16 different mysteries of which Brother Branham spoke in sequence. So, through his ministry, all the mysteries, beginning with that what happened in the Garden of Eden, up to the new heaven and the new earth, everything was revealed by His grace. But when it speaks of the mystery of God, then we must leave it the way it is. We have to leave it in the way it's written. Let us say it once again, today. Today, this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. Today, the divine message is going into all the world. Today, the spiritual food is being given out, and all the ministering brethren all over the world, they have part in it. And they are preaching the same word and are distributing the same food. Never before one could have said, today this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. And once again we say it, today if you hear His voice, so the voice, hearing the voice of God, receiving the word of promise, getting it revealed, letting one's be placed into it and having part in that what God has done and what He's doing right now. To Him, the Almighty God, who is making such efforts, who wrote down everything beforehand. Please, just think of it one moment. Everything was written down beforehand. What is appointed for our time, what is taking place now. And then Peter writes, we have a more sure word of prophecy. And this word of prophecy, the doctrines, everything that belongs to the counsel of God, everything was revealed to us by His grace. I say it freely and openly. Also that part, which was given to me, to carry this precious and holy word of God. I didn't know it. I didn't want it. It was in the counsel of God. It was decided that way, that this promised and revealed word would be carried into all the world as the last message before the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And as I wrote in the last circular, please, as the Lord revealed Himself, as the Lord came down in the pillar of fire and in the cloud, confirming the word time and again, more than 1,600 times, Brother Branham said, thus saith the Lord, in the presence of God, when the pillar of fire came down, and when he saw in the visions things what would take place. Brothers and sisters, we are not dealing here with a man, but we are dealing with God, who confirmed and fulfilled His word in our time. He confirmed it. And that I had the privilege to know this man of God for 10 years, being in his meetings, whether here in Europe or whether in the USA, to experience, to see what God is doing. And therefore, I can say with absolute assurance, I can preach the revealed word which God confirmed by His grace. And He has opened our eyes. He has opened our understanding for the opening of the Scripture for our time. Just so wonderful. One cannot say it in another way. One can just cry out, don't miss the day of God's gracious visitation. It's the last call, the last message. We arrived in the end time. The return of Jesus Christ, our Lord, is really at hand. This we see and recognize at the signs of the time. All who would like to consecrate, all who didn't yet consecrate their lives to the Lord, to them we say, be ye reconciled with God. Receive the redemption. Accept it. Accept forgiveness. Receive what God has given us in Christ. Receive it by faith. Let me emphasize it. No one can live eternally except he has received eternal life. And whoever accepts Jesus Christ as his personal Savior receives eternal life and has been taken out from death into life. Receive what God had given us. I looked it up. Alone in the 22 chapters of the book of Revelation, the word lamb is written 34 times. 34 times. Alone in the 22 chapters of the book of Revelation, the Lamb of God. Behold, this is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. So, the Lamb of God took away our sins, and our names were written into the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. And therefore, receive it. Receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And the Lord will bless you. And all of us together, receive, accept what God had given us by His grace. This is our today. Today God speaks with us. He reveals for our today what He promised. And He's letting us have part in it. To Him, the Almighty God, who has made such great efforts and revealed His whole counsel, and He wrote it down so perfectly. And then He has given us the grace by the Holy Spirit to have been led into all the details. Here we see what it means to be led by the Spirit of God into all the truth. He, the Almighty God, may He bless us all. May He bless worldwide from the riches of His grace. And today, all of us, we will thank Him for that, what He has done in your and in my life by His grace. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us stand up. Perhaps the two sisters are singing us a song which I have sung so often in the last time, especially the chorus, very soon the work is done. Then I will rest at home. Closer to home, closer to home. Do you have it? Please come, sing it for the glory of the Lord. And all of us, we will tune in with our hearts and we will rejoice that very soon we will be with the Lord. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what has not entered into any man's heart, this God prepared for them who love Him. He will give it to them.
Amen.
Wie süß erlieder Reim, tönt's an mein lauschend Ohr. Du bist heut näher heim, mein Herz denn je zuvor. Näher daheim, näher daheim, bald ist das Werk getan. Lohn, der Heimat Licht und Heer, näher dem weißen Thron und dem kristallenen Meer, näher daheim, näher daheim, bald ist das Werk getan, dann ruh aus daheim. Herr, ehe der Tag entweicht, verleih mir Ernst und Fleiß. Die Heimat ist vielleicht mir näher, als ich weiß. Näher daheim, näher daheim, bald ist das Werk getan, dann ruh ich aus daheim. Näher daheim, näher daheim, bald ist das Werk getan, dann ruh ich aus daheim.
Amen. Ich habe den Chorus bereits ins Englische
übertragen. I translated this chorus into the English language. I time again sang.
Ja, beugen wir die Häupter.
Let us bow our heads.
Öffnen wir unsere Herzen.
Let us open our hearts.
Wir sind in der Gegenwart.
We are in the presence of God.
Sein Wort spricht.
His word speaks to us. The Spirit reveals it to us. Yes, He leads into all the truth.
Wir haben unser heute erkannt.
We have recognized our today. We have heard the voice of the Lord. We are just grateful for that what God has done already and what He is also doing right now. That we may believe in every point, we may believe as the Scripture has said it. And we are grateful that God, about every subject, He has given light and insight. He has written enough about it. Even it's written in various chapters. Everything makes up a whole. God puts it together by His grace. Brothers and sisters, this is our today, the day which the Lord has given us to hear His voice, to pay attention to that what the Spirit is saying unto the churches, to abide in His word, to not accept anything what is not written in the word, what is not taught and testified in it, but that we abide and sanctified in the word of truth, And by this, we are found in the perfect will of God. Brothers and sisters, abide in the Word. Just as our Lord said, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, not one single interpretation, only the pure and true holy Word of God. The church of the Lord is becoming the word bride. All the promises of the word are being fulfilled now in the bride of the Lamb. Closer to home. Closer to home. Very soon the work is done. Then I will rest at home. With all who believe the word in this time, I want to be with the Lord. With all who believe the divine message and who got it revealed, I want to be with them, with the Lord. And brothers and sisters, we have really the promise. Not all of us will fall asleep, but we shall be changed and we will be with the Lord. There the word adoption belongs. As sons and daughters of God, the adoption into the sonship took place when the Son of God died for all sons and daughters. Just as all died in Adam, so all become alive again in Christ. God made all the damage well. And we have the word of the reconciliation, of the forgiveness, of the full salvation. We got it. My question is now, as all our heads are bowed, as we are in prayer, thanking Him, especially all you young people, and whoever is being called now, under the sound of the sermon, we want to pray for you. We want to believe together with you so that you can receive what the Lord has given you according to the scripture, as many as received Him, to them He gave power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on His name. Who believe with all their hearts that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, shed His holy and precious blood for our reconciliation. And He cried out, "This is the blood of the new covenant which is shed for you." As we remain in silent prayer, just pray and ask that all who would like to be included in this prayer, just raise your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, blessed be the Lord, the Almighty God. Great and wonderful are His doings. Oh, God. Let us sing the chorus, "Just as I Am." We sing this chorus once again. and especially addressed to all the young people. If you made your decision to consecrate your life to the Lord, don't be ashamed. Come to the front. We will pray together. We will believe together. We will consecrate you to the Lord, that this day would become a special day for you. As we sing once again, please come to the front, those who would like to come. And the Lord says, whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. You are coming to the Lord. Very nice. Young people, come closer. Come a bit closer.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. It's still a time of grace. The Lord is still calling. The Lord is still calling.
Hallelujah.
Especially you three, God bless you in a very special way. You are here today for the first time. How wonderful. How wonderful. Who says a chorus? Closer to home. To this is a word from 2 Peter, chapter 3. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. He's just waiting until the last ones are added and are called. Beloved, you have heard the call of the Lord. You have heard it. You have come. And the Lord receives you just as sure as you received him, according to the scripture which we mentioned before. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God. Brother Schmidt, are you here? Please come and pray with us. And all of us, we pray with. Heavenly Father, we say thanks to you for the grace and faithfulness, O Lord of heaven, that you yourself have given your word into all the world. Lord, we see the result of your word. It was not the words of men, but it was the word of God. It touched every heart, and especially the youth. My God, I thank you and I praise you. Please, we pray together. Lead them. Guide these young people. Comfort them. Give grace and wisdom to abide in your word. We thank you for it. Please bless them. Bless also the houses in which they are, so that your testimony becomes great for your name's sake. Brother Helmut Miskis, please sing with us. Sing with us. Once again, we can sing the first stanza. Thank the Lord. We are thanking the Lord. Let us sing it with all our heart. Thank you. and the last. Today, we ask Brother Reinhold Donder, please come to the front and pray with us. Tomorrow, we will ask all the brothers from various countries, and we will see them in the front, and we will hear them. Father in heaven, we have heard your word. We didn't hear it and accept it as the words of men, but we accepted it as your clear and revealed word into our hearts. Lord, we can testify of it that this word is quick and powerful. We can testify because we believe and you have worked obedience of faith in our hearts. Your word has accomplished in your children for what you have sent it for. We thank you for the bread of life. We are thanking you for the time of revelation. And we can say we are living in this time in which this word has come to fulfillment. Your word has become alive and revealed in our hearts. It has fallen on fruitful ground. Lord, we thank you with all our hearts. Be with us. So that we thank you for this treasure from heaven, for your word, that we ponder upon it in our hearts. Lord, I thank you with all my heart for it. Amen. Praise, honor, and glory. Let us sing. Can you all say amen?
Amen?
To our God be the glory. The glory.
Hallelujah.
It's grace that we in this time can hear his voice. And we heard it. The time is far spent. Parents, watch over your children. All are watching, so that everything goes in peace. And whoever did not find yet an accommodation, please tell us. If everything is full, then nevertheless we have room for you. Then, once again, I would like to say, whoever has a song in another language tomorrow, please say it today, so that we know exactly who must be called and who would like to be called. These 2 days, really, we want to consecrate them to the Lord in such a way. Also the gratefulness that his word in all the languages, in all these languages can be heard, can be proclaimed, and that the bride hears the last call worldwide into the plan of salvation of our God, that she can experience it by grace. As Brother Branham has seen it, right before the end, the bride will come again into lockstep. One heart and one soul in a full agreement with God and His Word. Blessed and praised. All the brothers in other languages, the Lord bless you. And tomorrow we will call you. And you can say who you are and you can give us a word of greeting. The Lord be with us all. Blessed and praised be His wonderful name. Very soon, oh how nice, we will go. Amen. Each one is shaking hands with each one and say, the Lord blessed us. The Lord be with us all. With us all.